This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Tracy McClure. With the Paul VI Hall in the Vatican taken up by Pope Benedict XVI's weekly general audience Wednesday morning, participants at the Congress for the New Evangelization in the Maritime World had a morning break to enjoy the Roman sunshine. The hundreds of participants of the five-day Congress come from 70 countries and work in the Church's pastoral ministry to seafarers, called the Apostleship for the Sea. In their reflections Wednesday afternoon, delegates will be considering their apostleship to fishermen and women. Wednesday also marks World Fisheries Day, celebrated by maritime communities the world over as a day to remember the precious resources of our seas and advocate for sustainable fishing practices. According to the EU's Fisheries Secretariat, fisheries and aquaculture support the livelihoods of an estimated 540 million people, or 8% of the world's population. The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization says people have never eaten as much fish as today, and more people than ever are employed in or depend on the sector. Well, I spoke with the Archbishop of Beirut, Lebanon, Paul Matar, about the Vatican Congress. Though he's Archbishop of one of the Middle East's most important industrial and touristic ports, it is the first time he is participating in an Apostleship for the Sea Congress. He says he has been surprised how much there is to learn about the lives of maritime and dock workers, the psychological and physical stress and loneliness they and their families undergo. He's been so moved by the stories he's heard during the Congress that he says he will immediately put into practice the things he has learned in a new pastoral outreach program when he returns home.
You say that it's maybe the first time that you have been involved in the Apostleship of the Sea. Though you're from Beirut, it's a big port city. You don't have any structures there yet to be able to work with seafarers, with fishermen.
We have to establish this policy. And I will do it right on my arrival.
And you said by participating in this Congress, you've learned some things you didn't know about the Apostleship of the Sea and the people that they meet every day.
My first cousin was the seafarer for 6 months. He told me something about, but I didn't know about people remaining months on the ocean without contact with their families. Unpaid or having many problems and abandoned sometimes they go in prison, they are kidnapped. So I am very happy that the Church, the Catholic Church, is taking care of this world and trying to establish some law and order, creating people who are interested in that and giving help in money and preparing advocates to intervene. We are very proud of what the Church is doing.
In fact, I've spoken with many people in the Apostleship of the Sea in other countries, and the programs that they offer are really extraordinary. Even offering just an office where sailors can come ashore and have access to the internet to be able to talk by Skype with their families. But one of the more important things that the Apostleship of the Sea does is to, like you say, advocate on behalf of the rights of workers in the maritime industry. Is that something that you think you would be able to do? I know that already the Catholic Church, through Caritas, Migrant Center, and so on, you work a lot with...
Caritas in my country is taking care of workers who are inland, social... They work in construction. They are servants in the houses. So they are established in the cities. But now those people, they are in the oceans. It's a new approach for that. Caritas in my country is taking care of migrants, of house workers and workers in general. I think they are doing a very, very good job with Pakistani, with Indians. But now the ocean, this is something new for me.
Archbishop Paul Matar of Beirut, Lebanon.